Hello, I am Hank Green, and right now you can fill out the 2025 census. My brother and I, since 2013, have done a census of people who consume our content on the internet. Basically every year, though I have not done one, I didn't do one for 2024, but you can right now fill out the 2025 census. This is how we learn about the people who consume our content, and particularly the people who care the most, because obviously if you don't care that much, you probably aren't gonna fill out the census. And if the people who care more, I care about more. So people who fill out the census help me and John decide what we wanna do in 2025 and 2026 and beyond. And because the world has changed somewhat substantially since 2023, there are a number of new questions that I think are really important. And if you want to fill out the survey, please do. But now what I'm going to do is I am going to go over the 2023 census, which I have not done yet. I keep waiting until I have a 2-hour block of time available, because it usually takes about 2 hours to go over the whole census, and I never do. So what's gonna happen is I'm gonna change clothes several times during this video, and eventually I'll get through it. All right, well, we've got all of the censuses open so that we can compare some years to each other. And so we can start by looking at which census you've participated in. None until this one is 40%. So that this year was 64, and then it was 40, and then it was 30. So we're dropping. This is an interesting metric of like how new people are to the community. So if you've never filled out a census before, you're a person who cares now. I mean, it's more likely to be a person who cares now who didn't care last year. This is the first one is 25, and this is the first one is 20. This is keeping going down, which is really interesting. But I think that it starts to go up eventually again. There's also the number of responses total. The first censuses had the most, and then it went down, and then it went back up this year. And that is because of COVID, maybe, but also because of TikTok. Like, there were a bunch of people who joined and who's like started watching what I was doing, particularly me, but also John, through TikTok. And then this is the first one is 36. And then in 2023, this is the first one was 33. We did have like a long period of time there where we basically weren't that enthralled by growing the community, in part because after 2014, when The Fault in Our Stars happened, we had that big surge, and it had like good parts and bad parts. The good parts didn't necessarily indicate to us, hey, get bigger. It's interesting to see how this goes over time, that we've had that like sort of large scale ebb, and then now we're sort of back to 30 or 40% of people are new. Next super interesting thing to look at is how old are you? Is always my favorite part of the census. So you get at the very beginning, super fun, and it's fascinating. Boop, 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 boop. Look at you guys getting older. So we can start over here and we can look at this. 17% of our audience is 13 to 15. Like, most of our audience is basically teenagers and nobody's over 35. Now, I switched the numbers up the second year, but I've kept them the same ever since. It's important to note 13 to 15 is like 3 years, and 19 to 22 is also 4 years, versus 23 to 30, which is many more. It encompasses more people. As this gets bigger, it's not too surprising that this kind of is going to shoot up, because that encompasses more people. But it is super interesting to watch like the 55 plus slice go up and the 41 to 55 slice go up. But here in our last year in 2013 or 2023, the last year we did a census, again, you can fill out the 2025 right now. We have a really big slice. Like, most people are between 20 and 40, between 23 and 40. It makes sense to me that these smaller slices would go down. It's a bit of a shame. I did this level of granularity at the younger ages initially because that's where more of our audience was. That's obviously no longer the case. I think in large part because people have just gotten older. It's been 10 years since we started doing the census. On average, people who were doing it back then are 10 years older now. There's also the fact that something else. Oh, I think that our content is just for older people now. If you look back, it makes sense that our audience was younger. And now we're gonna look at how much people enjoy the various places that they go on the internet, which is fascinating and has changed a lot over the years. Number one is gonna be YouTube the whole time. There's never gonna be a year when it's not YouTube. This makes sense. Our audience is YouTube-based. We're YouTube native creators. That's where I think of as home. The number two on this list was Tumblr, which is wild. And you can watch Tumblr drop down the ranks quite quickly over the years. But then actually, surprisingly, this year, make a little bit of a rebound. It's just under TikTok. Vine hangs out at the bottom here and then gets deleted. Musical.ly, all the way at the bottom here. But then you can see TikTok appear and then jump all the way to number 3. That's a wild thing. And then begin dropping. So now is number 4. I did add Discord, though, so you can't really count that as a drop. Consistent between these 2 years, between 2021 and 2023, is YouTube, Instagram, Reddit. And that's fascinating to me. That does make sense for our audience specifically. That is not how things go on the internet normally. And then a lot of Discord use. So if you look at how much people enjoy their time, it's Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, Discord, TikTok. And if you look at how they're spending their time, it's YouTube, Instagram, Reddit, Facebook, Discord, TikTok. So people don't enjoy their time on Facebook. They still spend a lot of time there because it is a top 4 here. But in terms of this list, it's down here at like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 after Pinterest. And now we continue to scroll. This is just a very long list of how much time people spend on the platforms. The most interesting thing for me on this is the never bar. 46% of people never go on Twitter versus 20% of people who never go on Instagram. There's a lot of people who kind of fairly normally go on Instagram, but not like every day. And then the big bar for every day is going to be YouTube. Over 50% of people are on YouTube, which makes sense. I spend hours per day on YouTube for sure. There's some people spending hours per day on Reddit and some on Tumblr, but we got a lot of nevers here. Fediverse, Threads, Pinterest, BeReal, Twitch, Facebook. Facebook is, people are spending a little bit of time. I'm a never, I'd never go on Facebook. But the only real hours per day players are Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Where do you watch your swipeable video? YouTube Shorts is the biggest thing. This makes sense, it's a YouTube audience. That's not the case for me. I watch most of my swipeable on TikTok and Instagram personally. Congress is considering banning TikTok. How do you feel about this? Honestly, I don't care is 26%, and then I am very opposed is 21. So kind of bimodal distribution here between people who just don't have a dog in the hunt and people who really would like it to not happen. Very few people are in favor of the ban. This is still a thing that is theoretically going to happen, I guess, even after all these years. A lot of people in the other responses said that they weren't from the US, but there's some good takes in here that are basically like, look, we need to do a better job of regulating this stuff. Generally, it is so addictive. It is so much power being held, whether or not that's because it's being held by like the Chinese government or because it's being held by, you know, a few billionaires in the US, it's still a lot of power being held in terms of how these algorithms shape our view of reality, which I very much agree with. Which of these streaming platforms do you use? Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, and then a big fall off for Hulu, HBO Max. And then we got a big hunk of dropout subscribers. This is the first time I added dropout to this list. I'm so excited to see what the 2025 numbers look like here. A little more than Apple TV among our audience, which I think is, you know, very specific to us. And not as many Nebula subscribers as I would expect. 11% Nebula subs. And then Curiosity Stream, which I think comes with a Nebula subscription a lot of the time. And Discovery Plus, really bringing up the rear there, though I don't know if maybe that is like looped into a number of these other platforms now. But yeah, 83% of people's, I'm so interested to see if that drops next year. I think that I asked this question in previous years. So this was 92 and then that moved to 83. So yeah, a little bit. Paramount Plus got a little market share. Peacock got a little market share. You know, Netflix lost some, which makes sense to me because like, I don't love it that much. How do you feel about your relationship with social media and online content platforms? Changed this question, unfortunately. Pretty healthy, not very healthy, 100% bad, other please specify, 1 year before, and then 2023. Very healthy, not a lot of people. Pretty healthy, 52%, so that's even more. Not very healthy, 37%. And then we got a fair number of other please specify. I don't use platforms other than YouTube specifically because when I use them, I was terribly unhealthy. Makes sense. Mid, I definitely spent too much time on them, but the content I consume is pretty good, I'd say. Honestly, that is what I'm going for. I'm not gonna stop watching YouTube videos. I just wanna like consume it in a healthy way. I wanna spend less time not in control. I wanna spend more time choosing what to watch rather than being on scrollable platforms that are choosing what I watch. Depends on the day. Don't I know it? But what kind of videos do you like most on Vlogbrothers? I have asked this question basically the whole time. We've got explanations of complicated issues. We got discussions of big ideas, silly videos. Daily life, this is gonna go way down as time goes on. Thoughts from places, advice, videos that involve the community, collaborations with other YouTubers. So explanations of complicated issues, that people love that. Oh, it dropped down and discussions of big ideas took over there. Discussions of big ideas stays on top. Silly videos people like, thoughts from places people like, videos about Hank and John's daily life. Y'all Choose came back hard this year. And then in 2023, what do we got? explanations of, ooh, discussions of big ideas drops, and they want us to explain big ideas again. You want us to explain, but it's so hard. Those videos are so hard. You should fill out the survey now. Actually, it occurs to me, you should fill out the survey before you watch this video. The format made the list. Y'all choose thoughts from places, advice. I don't know. We're gonna have to rethink this, I think. I don't actually know what kind of videos I even make on Vlogbrothers. Do you listen to podcasts? Frequently, occasionally, never. Do you listen to our podcasts? I got a lot of nevers for delete this, which makes sense. Dear Hank and John in the Anthropocene Review, doing well. Tangents, a lot of nevers, but not that many, honestly. Not that many nevers. Tangents and delete this and the Anthropocene Reviewed are all on pause right now in one way or another. Complete the sentence. If the following platform had never been invented, I think my life would be. People, for the most part, think that their life would be worse without YouTube. With TikTok, they're really ambivalent, with more people saying it would be better without TikTok. Twitter, also very much that same shape. Shorts, the same shape. Interesting. Instagram, the same shape. Instagram Reels, more people would rather Instagram Reels not exist. Facebook, people don't want to Facebook Reels. People don't care, seems like. Reddit, a little bit more ambivalent, but some people really like it. WhatsApp, people really like. Text messages, everybody's like, yes, I like text messages. That makes sense. That's the first time I asked that question. Favorite podcasts you learn from? Lateral with Tom Scott and Dear Hank and John. Listening to Sean Carroll's, I also listen to Mindscape, Cortex, Worlds Beyond Number. I wouldn't have thought that that would be a place to go learn, but I think that that's a good idea. There's a bunch I don't know on here. Mike Rowe's podcast, The Wild Geese, Shortwave, great. Hi-Fi Nation. Man, I feel like I'm out of the loop. Dice Exploder, Ologies. Ologies and 99% Invisible. Quality podcasts. Are you a YouTube Premium subscriber? 22% of you. I suggest it heartily. But this year it was 15%, 20%, and then it held steady-ish at 22%. So it is going up. Click on any you have attended. We got a lot of nuns on this list. Some various Hank and John event. This is a very thin slice. We have not done live events in a long time, so this makes sense. I did a little bit of stand-up. Some people went to my stand-up, 347 of you, and some college gigs, and VidCon, and some other kind of thing. How do you find out what's going on in Nerdfighteria? Vlogbrothers videos and the newsletter, We Are Here. So We Are Here had launched in 2023 at least, so that's good. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I mean, this is the bulk of the stuff, isn't it? But there is a Reddit community. I love the subreddit, paying a little visit. Would you want to subscribe to a nice little weekly email that features cool stuff from the around the internet? Yes, look at that, 83% would like to subscribe. That actually exists. Oh, if you aren't subscribed and you wanna be, you can put your email, well, did I do that? I have no idea if I did that. I don't know, I'll check. Which of these things do you own? Any of John Green's books? The Anthropocene Reviewed? Any Hank Green books? Okay, 48%. Some kind of Pizza John? Some other various merchandise? Some awesome socks? Awesome coffee subscription? Crash Course Coin? Thank you to those people. A Bizarre Beast pin. Best project for awesome mascot? This is great. What the hell are you talking about? Says 52% of people. That's shocking. Beanie Sandferbs, Dave the Fish. Dave is much higher than I would have expected. Crank Green, T-Rex, Jared did not get a lot of points. Glenn of the Glen, But Fartman, come on. Butt Fartman's one of my favorites. Old Trash Water. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the Project for Awesome is amazing and you should enjoy it more frequently. Compared with last year, are you watching YouTube less? People are watching YouTube less, even though there's still a lot of YouTube people. This country data is mostly useful just for us figuring out how to schedule any travel or tours. It's also very cool to see that there's like basically somebody everywhere. Mostly English-speaky places, but our first non-English-speaking place is Germany, then the Netherlands. We also got New Zealand, Sweden, India, Ireland, Denmark, Brazil. Look, we got people in Venezuela. We got people in East Timor, in Ghana, in Kosovo, in Kuwait, in Laos. All right, what state are y'all in? It's just gonna mostly be a list of states by population, but not quite, I bet. California, New York, Texas, mostly states by population. Though Washington is not the fourth most populous state, and I don't think that Massachusetts is the fifth. California, Texas, Florida? Man, Florida, where are you on this list? Whoa! We're not a big deal and they hate us there. That's where we're from. We're Florida people. We do not say nice things about it all the time, though. Washington, Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio. Where's Washington on this list? That's our big place, you guys. Washington is where it's at. We should only tour in Washington. That's a little bit weird. Did you see the eclipse? I did not.
I saw a partial eclipse.
Totality, baby! That's great. Good job. 20% of y'all made it to the eclipse? That's wild.
That's wild. Especially because, obviously, not all of you are from the U.S.
Gender.
Woman, 55%, man. 32%. Now, this is not what our YouTube demographics say, so I think there's a strong selection bias when it comes to people who actually fill out a survey toward women, which is interesting, and also toward non-binary people, which is 14% of the people who fill out the survey, which is not representative of the population of non-binary people in the world, with a number of other people being unsure, gender fluid, or agender. Next is race, where you see that we're very white, 90% white people. Filling out this survey. Thank you to everybody who fills out the survey. If you're not white, please fill out the survey so that I can know what's up with everybody. Do you think you are an extrovert, an introvert, different on different days, or somewhere in between? We got a lot of introverts in Nerdfighteria, not a lot of extroverts. Not super surprising. What's your sexual orientation? 43% heterosexual. It is the largest slice, but if you add the rest of them, they do beat out heterosexual. We've got a fairly large other please specify, despite the fact that this is a somewhat robust grouping, but I know there are other sexual orientations. In some situations, what do you even say when you're a lesbian but you're non-binary? Or just queer, or aroace, or pansexual probably? Are you aware of these things? Yes and no. An absolutely remarkable thing. My books. John's books got a greater market penetration. People know about Patreon. That's the best of all the things. People know about Crash Course, too. People don't know, what do people really not know about? They don't know about Journey to the Microcosmos, which has been paused. They don't know about the Anthropocene Reviewed. They really don't know about Study Hall, though a lot of people do. Microcosmos Microscope, Complexly Calendars, these are products, that makes sense. Gubbins. People largely don't know about that. That's a project, still ongoing project. Good.store, people know about. We're Here, people know about. If you've ever bought stuff from dftba.com, please check all that apply. This is an important thing to keep an eye on. We, of course, have other ways of tracking this internally at DFTBA, but this is one way that we do it. I've never bought stuff, but then it was a good experience. I would do it again. I still wear and display this stuff. I've done it multiple times. And then also we have this very small, it was a bad experience, 188 of you, which we do try to minimize as much as possible. And we have lots of ways where we do that internally. But I like to look at this. It's less than 0.6 of a percent. But always want to do better. Always want to do better. We've also got a good.store. We have even better rankings here for good.store. Less than 0.5% of people had a bad experience. A lot of people have never bought stuff, but lots of people have very good experience. So, the Project for Awesome, I don't know what that is 24% of people. Very few people, 73 of you, made a P4A video this year. I donated this year. I watched the stream this year. I voted on charities this year. I have donated, watched in the past. 20% active donors is a remarkable number. We used to stream 24 hours a day in the Project for Awesome. This year we cut back and had some downtime. How do you feel about that? A little bummed, said 6% of people. I thought it was fine. I don't particularly participate in the P4A anyway. I did not like it. It was 158 people. I think I just have to apologize to those 158 people, and we're just gonna do it the way that we decided to do it. Oh, people to be guests of the Project for Awesome. This is a good idea. Let's do a word cloud on that. And then after this one, I'm gonna disappear for a little bit. Brennan Lee Mulligan. Well, I guess that's not too much of a surprise. We've got McElroy's, Grace, Mamrie Hart, Critical Role, Smosh, Answer in Progress. Probably Brian David Gilbert. Is this Gilbert? Brittany Broski, maybe? Roman Mars. Adam Savage. Barack Obama. Sam Reich. Pat. Mythical People. It's about what I would expect to see. And then here we have your absolute favorite people on the internet. We got a lot of Dropout fans. Tom Scott also coming in hard. That's good to know. I love Tom, and we are friends. We hang out whenever we get the chance. Markiplier. Rhett and Link. Brittany Broski. Jenna Marbles is in there. Elise Myers is in there. ContraPoint. Phil DeFranco. That'd be fun to have Phil come back on. I had a plan. I forgot about this. And that's what I'll do. When we come back next time, I will tell you why I had this enter a number between 1 and 100. Fascinated to see how it turns out. Okay. I'm going to be back to record more later. But I got to stop. It's 5:40. So I got to get inside and start making dinner. And I'm back. So I did this for a couple of reasons. There were two reasons. One was just to see how the distribution would look. And it looks roughly as you would expect. You know, biggest spikes at 69, 42, and 37. Interesting 37 situation here. And, you know, nobody says 100. That's a thing. But interestingly, there are other, like, things nobody says. 61, I think, is the least used number. So people hate 61. That's fascinating. The outliers that you would expect of 69 and 42. 42 being the biggest outlier because you're a bunch of nerds. But then also 37. And Veritasium made a video about why 37 is an outlier when people are asked to choose a number between 1 and 100. And that's very weird. And I had just watched this video when I wrote the census. And so I decided to ask this question. And then later, I asked a question, do you watch the YouTube series Veritasium? The YouTube show or whatever a YouTube channel is called. And then I was able to split the data out to show you what it looks like with just the people who watch Veritasium. And my hypothesis was that 37 would be much lower because they would know about this effect and they'd be like, I won't do the effect. And I was wrong. What in fact happened is that even more people said 37 than in the group that includes Veritasium, but also not. So what happened was the opposite thing. If you go back and forth here, you see most things go down while the 37 group goes up a little bit. I'm not doing like a full statistical analysis here, but you can see the difference. This is a surprise to me, and now my hypothesis has changed from people who watch Veritasium will say, haha, you won't get me, I'll put something other than 37, to I would love to indulge in the effect. I like 37 now because 37 is the special number that we always like to say, and so I will say 37. And that's not what I expected, but nonetheless, I did see an effect, and this happens sometimes, where you have a hypothesis, and then you actually get the opposite of the hypothesis, and then you're like, well, I guess I have to have a new hypothesis then. But I guess the hypothesis should have been more cleanly and clearly stated as, I have a prediction that if you watch Veritasium, there will be a change in the number of people who choose 37, which did turn out to be true, but that wasn't actually my initial hypothesis. While 69 went down in that group, 42 roughly stayed at the same place, which means that you're also big nerds. So Veritasium people, big nerds. And now we're gonna go to the next question. Have you ever had a cancer? You don't have to answer. And we've got a bunch of people who said nope, so that's great. 96% of people. The people still dealing with active disease right now, there's 64 of you, just 0.19%. That's great. But to all of you out there, I see you. We're doing it. Good job. Have you ever been diagnosed with a mental illness? We've got yes at 44% and kinda at 20 and no at 36. This is, again, I think an outlier when it comes to the Nerdfighteria as opposed to the general public. Probably a lot of this is that we are more likely to seek mental health support in this community, but I didn't ask any more specifics there, which is probably for the best. If you drink coffee, what kind of roast do you like? We have a little bit of a spike at medium. We have a lot of no preferences. That's not that useful. We sell coffee through Keats & Co., and I was hoping that we'd have like a really, really substantial spike, but indeed not. I'm a dark roast man. I think people underestimate a dark roast. They think it's going to be all burned flavor, but that's not it, man. I don't like a light roast. So too much bean. Too much bean left in there. Do you drink regular or decaf? Decaf is tiny, but there is a little bit of both. For those of you who are not doing a little bit of both, what are you thinking? At like 3 o'clock, if I have a coffee, I'm ruining the rest of my day. But if I have a decaf iced coffee, that's just a nice little treat. Have a nice little treat. But then also, I don't drink coffee. It's 36%. That's a surprisingly high number of people. What are your favorite teas? This, I also would have liked a little bit more specificity, but shockingly, chai, number one, 42%? 42% of you said you like chai. This is mind-blowing information for me. Next down, we got three black teas. That makes sense. But, you know, black tea and English breakfast are basically the same. It's weird to have like Earl Grey be above black tea for me. It's like if I asked you what kind of coffee you like and you said like hazelnut. I love Earl Grey. It's like, you know, it's a very specific flavor. I have Earl Grey on the weekends because it's my little treat. I have my little milkshake Earl Grey where I put like an extra half of a packet of sugar in. And then I put milk in it, like a lot of milk, and it's like, oh, it's so good. It's so tasty. We have other herbal, which is a lot of people, and then chamomile, and then other, please specify, and then matcha,
We actually are coming out with a matcha soon. I think I've got it on my porch right now. It's just been delivered to my house. I should say we have a chai. We have an amazing chai. It is a decaf chai, but it is very good. It's not a, like, decaffeinated black tea. There's just no black tea in it. It's so good. I had it last night. I made a cup for me and I made a cup for Catherine, and it's and Oren had some because it's decaf. And it's very, very tasty, and you should try our chai. I'm not really a tea drinker is 20%. Wait a second. Not a tea drinker is 20%. Not a coffee drinker is 36%. But then why does John sell more coffee than I sell tea? John, we have Keats & Co. and John's sort of like on coffee. He does the coffee and I do the tea. And John's selling what?
Okay. Why is John sells, like, we sell way more coffee than we sell tea, but more there, we have more tea drinkers than coffee drinkers that we reach. What is going on? This is frustrating for me. I feel like I should be winning and John's winning. What are you doing, tea drinkers? How can I reach you? How can I reach you better?
I need to change something dramatically. I'm losing. I'm losing despite the fact that I have more market to address. My total addressable market is larger. At least in our core community. Now I'm like making rationalizations in my head that like maybe people drink coffee more daily than tea, and you know, people are more addicted to coffee because it's got more caffeine. I don't know, but whatever. The other please specify is interesting here because I concluded a lot of teas. Mint, we have a great mint tea. That's another herbal. Berry, hibiscus, jasmine. Jasmine is great. I don't know why I didn't put it on the list. Decaf. You and me, man. It's so hard to source decaf black tea. I have to buy it off the store shelf. Like, I can sometimes get it at my local tea shop, but sometimes not. It's just, there's like no demand for it. Just tea. In England, tea is tea, but I don't know what it is. This is wild, because if you ask for a tea in America, they're like, what kind of tea you want? And ask for tea in England, you get black tea. That's what you're getting. I recently was in England, and I came home, and I was like, can I get a cup of tea? And they, like, look at you like, what? That's a weird thing to say. It's just a cultural difference. Can I get a cup of tea? And they're like, what do you mean? Give me more information. Did you think that would be enough information? Oh, there's so many different leaves I could put in water. Have you ever purchased something from good.store? I have not. 71% of you need to be... There's a lot of overlap between that percent and the people who drink tea. So I have great news for you. We got awesome socks. We got sunbiss and soap. We got awesome coffee. We got other... Oh, I didn't even put Keats & Co. as like... Maybe it wasn't... We hadn't done that rebrand yet. What's your current... status. Oh, a good store. I have an active subscription. I'm a former member. I'm a potential future member. Unlikely to be swayed into subscribing. Fantastic. Well, that's a lot of people that we could get. 11,000 people. That would be a big deal. That'd be a big get. So if you're considering, let me know. Let me know what would sway you. I should have asked that question. What would sway you? What future products would you be most... Oh, we hadn't launched tea yet, but a lot of people wanted us to launch tea. So we did. Again, I feel like we've been doing it forever, but I guess not. But of course, that's still the same situation where we still have more tea drinkers than coffee drinkers. That doesn't change anything. Puzzles. We tried a puzzle. Maybe we should do puzzles differently. Puzzles did well. Cleaning products? Cleaning products we also launched and has done very well. That might be outselling tea, honestly, which is, you never know with something like this. You might say, like, people are super excited. They'd prefer to have tea, but then they're actually buying more cleaning products. I think that is what has happened. And then underwear. And then we've got an other. I don't know what other would be. Kids socks very low. We don't have a lot of kids in the community. We did try kids socks, but it did not work. More types of bar shampoo, please. I'd love an almond scented one. Clothes, candles. We're thinking about that. Board games, short stories, books. Short stories? That's an interesting thought. Plushies. No money in my future. Adult socks. We have adult socks. Books or things to write in. All right, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, we have the Book of Good Times, so that's kind of a thing. Ingredients. Good store can do whatever. Like, it is just a place where you can buy stuff. And, like, you know, you may have heard me make reference to the fact that, like, I'd love to sort of come for Amazon in some way at some point. But obviously, that's not where I'm at right now. Basic needs package. Maybe double-sided razors, since they're cheap. Yeah, basic needs package is interesting. I would probably buy socks if I could do a one-time... You can do one-time purchases now. Solid shampoo and conditioner, other hair products, things that can ship internationally. We have a solid shampoo. I don't know. We don't have a solid conditioner. There's, like, reasons why that's hard. Dislike the environmental impact.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure our environmental impact is lower than other ways of buying these same things. But of course, you can not buy the things, which is the lowest environmental impact. Ridiculously fun, displayable stuff. Ridiculous fun, displayable stuff. All right. I like that as a category. I'm going to write that down. I mean, obviously, I like displayable stuff. I don't know what that means exactly, but I like it.
Sets of espresso cups and mugs. Cute idea. Nice.
Please do cleaning stuff. Great. I'm so glad we did it for you. I need a dish soap bar. We have one of those with a cute little drain tray. We have one of those.
One of those nice wooden brushes. We have one of those.
But great, great. You should work for me. Science teas, nerdy teas, funny teas, games. I have been thinking about this so much. I've been doing science teas a little bit on the side at Hank's channel. There's an opportunity there. What's most compelling about the Good Store? Good prices. I love the products. Hank and John's involvement, the part where all the profit goes to charity. Okay, that makes sense. The fun. I'd say that these first two are very Nerdfighteria specific in my experience. If I just am pitching this to somebody who doesn't, like, as an advertisement, somebody who doesn't really know who I am, then they don't trust the all the profit going to charity message very much. That seems like it must be fake to them. And then obviously the Hank and John involvement doesn't matter to them. I want the products and the prices to be higher on this list, but of course this is the group of people for which these two things are gonna matter the most. Overall, how much trust do you have in the news media?
A great deal, a lot, a moderate amount, a little, none at all. This is actually one that I have asked for several years.
And I'm going to pause. I'm going to pause because I'm going to go make someone breakfast.
All right, I'm back. I've been asking this question for a few years because it started to feel like an important question to ask. Over how much do you trust you have in the news media? We could see here that actually this has remained remarkably consistent over the years. A little bit of change between these two. We do see a drop in a lot here and an increase in a little. And this makes sense to, like, I honestly, I've felt more like that.
Interested to see how 2025 looks.
We've also got how much money do you make, which I think that I've asked over a few years. Now, this is tricky because inflation is definitely a thing. We can see that the average amount of money that Nerdfighteria makes is increasing. This slice here of 75 to 100K has, well, I mean, this looks like it's basically doubled to 5.27% from, well, not quite doubled, but that's a substantial increase in terms of percentage increase. But this makes sense. You know, a lot of people are finished with school. People are getting older. This group of people who are currently with no income goes down because people are graduating, or probably a lot of these people are in school, certainly not all of them. And then, you know, you're seeing that middle being thin, but that makes some sense because that's 10 to 30,000, which at this point is not what a lot of people make in their professional careers. Congrats to everybody who has moved into higher incomes over the last few years. We've also got click on things that you have. People have student loans. A lot of people have a mortgage. 22% of you have mortgages. Car loans. Credit card debt. 15%. That's certainly lower than the average American. Medical debt. Also lower than the average American. None of these. No debt. No major sources of debt. That's interesting, is a solid 42% of you. That's wild. That is also atypical. What's that behind you?
That's a fun question, Hank. What is that behind you?
I don't know, man, a chair?
The summer breeze makes me feel fine.
A cat, a massive display of tiny plastic hopes, of plastic horses that my husband is fond of.
Ah, it's Jared.
It's my cat. It's a lot of cats. My bed, my chair, head. A wall was the number one thing behind people. It was a wall. Some people had dread. 214 of you had dread behind you. Barry? Who's Barry? Someone needs to explain to me who Barry is.
Oh, this was just one person who left one very long comment. Narrator, black screen with text. The sound of buzzing bees can be heard according to all known laws of aviation.
This is from the Bee Movie. It's copy pasta from the Bee Movie, everybody.
If you're eligible in the U.S., do you plan on voting this year? 60% said yes. 1.4% said no.
This is the thing about people who fill out surveys. They're gonna be more likely to be voters. But also, I think in general, when I make a video that's like, you should vote, I'm preaching very much to the choir.
Certainly, these people matter, but we definitely have a solid majority of people who vote, and thanks for voting.
What is the highest degree that you have? Give me a little bit more.
Actually, that hasn't changed that much. So people have moved into sort of more people have college degrees and graduate degrees. Consider the state of the world right now. Would you say that you're so overwhelmed? I'm having a hard time coping. That's I'm definitely going to have this one again. 13%, extremely overwhelmed. 22%, overwhelmed. 29%, troubled. Untroubled, 2.9%. I kind of set it up for that. That's not how you would ask that question in a survey if you wanted to get good science, but... Who isn't troubled? You know, who isn't troubled? If you're in school, what kind of school are you in? Not in school is now 61%. I think I asked this. Not in school continues to go up. That makes sense. Specific about college degrees. I have a college degree. I currently am working on a college degree. I expect to begin a college degree. That's a fairly significant jump to 62% from 58%. We're just getting older, you guys. I just like lots of different questions that indicate people are moving through the stages of life. Employment situation. No, in school, no job. I have a job. I like it. So yeah, we're doing on jobs, everybody. I have a job. I like it is going up, which is great. That's 41%. I don't have a job and I don't like it is up a little bit. That makes sense. People are graduating from college. I have a job and I don't need one. That's increased a little bit, but I'm glad to see that more people have jobs and like it. Employment situation part two. All of my income comes from one regular job. Do you consider yourself wealthy? No, maybe yes. So no increased substantially there, which is interesting. Because people have more income. I'm not surprised that people don't consider themselves wealthy. The change is the thing that I'm interested in here. It's a pretty significant change from 12% to 10%. Inflation probably is the thing that happened. Do you have children? We have yes at 14%, moving up from 11%. Babies do continue to happen. And then we have our currently pregnant slice this year, 0.7, and the year before, 0.6. So, I mean, that matters. Do you watch the channel Veritasium? This is how I sliced up the data. Thank you to the people who gave me that opportunity. Which best describes you? 24% watch every new Vlogbrothers video as soon as it comes out. Probably see every new video eventually. That's over half of people. I watch most new Vlogbrothers videos. I watch when I remember to check. That there is 70% of people. That's wild. I'll be interested to see how that goes this year. Do you think that a universe with humans is better than a universe without them? Yes, and it's complicated winning out over no substantially, which is encouraging. In three words or less, what are you most worried about? Climate is number one, appearing 4,500 times. That is understandable. That is a kind of a whole world problem. We've also got warming in here. We've got trans, we've got genocide, we've got democracy. We've got housing. We've got Palestine. We've got humanity. We've got losing. We've got college. We've got economy. We've got poverty. We've got polarization. I am also very worried about climate. I'm very worried about democracy. I'm very worried about Gaza. I am worried about Trump. It makes sense to me. I would also do this, but it makes sense to me that the things we would list would be big global things. It took a while to get to family, to get to like something that's like one step away from us. It'll be interesting to see how that has changed for 2025. What's something making you optimistic right now? This is always a nice thing. People coming in at the top, but I'm sure that there's a qualification after people. People who? I've met incredible people. People continue to be curious. There's still good people out there, smart people, good people fighting. People keep fighting for what is right. Sometimes you can find people that don't entirely suck. Oh boy. Knowledge that there are good people and caring people out there. People say it gets better. It does get better. Watching people learn, especially my son. When did you start watching Vlogbrothers videos regularly? This is fascinating. More people started watching in 2007 than started watching in 2017. So that's fascinating. The 2017 was a weak year for us. I don't know what we were up to. But a lot of people started watching in 2012, which is Fault in Our Stars times. This sort of comeback is interesting. 2020 and not a lot of people seeing 2021 is interesting. Yeah, those people certainly are there, the people coming in from TikTok or from Hank's channel or whatever. There's always going to be a bias toward people who started watching recently, of course, because they're still currently watching. Absolutely bonkers how many people are still with us from 2008. So thank you to all of those people. And also very amazing how flat this is. You know, there's not like a year that was big. And you would normally expect to see that be the most recent year being the big year. And it is, you know, it's the biggest year. But you would expect to see that be like, funk, because people's habits change. How much time do you spend the internet per day? 6 to 8 hours, more than 8 hours. I think I might be more than 8 hours, depending on how you count the internet.
But not surprising that a lot of people are pretty significant internet users.
We really live on the internet, you guys. Not us. I mean us, but also all of us people these days. How many books do you read a year? 3 to 10 being the top makes sense to me. None. This is very not representative of the average American, where none is I think over half. But it makes sense to me that the grouping would be here. That's probably where I am. I probably don't read more than 15 books a year. Watch a lot of YouTube videos, and that has taken over, especially these like long videos that are really good. Which of these books have you read? Fault in Our Stars, 77%, Looking for Alaska, Paper Towns, Anthropocene, Turtles. Absolute remarkable thing. I beat one of John's books. I also beat two of John's books that were co-authored. Do you support our project on Patreon? Yes, I do this in part so that I can send those people a special message. Do you have worries or critiques for us? This is always like a surprisingly nice little thing to read, but of course people have critiques for us, which I appreciate. Not spending enough time with family. Y'all seem so, I hope you are. I read that as you're not. Isn't that amazing? Am I? Sometimes Vlogbrothers has become too self-promotional. A lot of make sure you buy this thing. I get that you guys are trying to do good in the world. We try to balance this. And part of how we have evolved into balancing it right now is having other ways. If there's more content being made, if there's more stuff that we're doing, then the promotions can be more spread out between those things. So if you're doing one video a week and one promotion a week, then you're doing every video is a promotion. But if you're doing two videos a week and one promotion a week, basically like that. So Hank's channel is a big part of that. And the newsletter can be part of that. And then like making Good Store into a thing that can promote itself, that it can do its own marketing and it doesn't rely just on Nerdfighteria. And same thing with Complexly. Like it's building its own way of promoting. Or like I'm not... Oh, someone's knocking on my door again. We have a visitor in the room. He's going to play with some rocks that I got. Don't be fooled by him, Oren. I'm still Hanky from the block. I'm afraid for John and his book tour situation. Yeah, no, it's a lot. So this is from 2025. I'm worried for the day either of you rightfully retire. John and I have been talking, like, we see so much in politics, people holding on too long. And, like, we are a little bit in politics. And so I, like, John and I have talked in that frame where we have been frustrated with people in power holding onto that power for too long, that like we should keep that in mind. And, you know, as we have these fears about what the world is like when we retire, we have to recognize that that's part of the way that things work and that we have to let go of that. Might regret Twitter, TikTok addiction, taking time and energy from family. Yeah. That's true. I worry about your stress and mental health. I think I'm mostly okay. Hank's overworking and John's general mental health. Yeah, it's tricky. The ones that we've gotten so far are like, take care of yourselves and you're doing a lot of promotion. And that's true. Every single Vlogbrothers video does not contain a sales pitch, I will say. Maybe there was a time when it was more like that, but it's not like that right now. The other thing is how much moving on from the 4-minute rule has helped with this. Because if we're stuck in the 4-minute rule, then we have to include the sales pitch in the 4 minutes. But if we can make a 4-minute long video or a 5-minute long video and then be like, oh, and by the way, we've got a sale going on at Good Store, then that doesn't feel as like crunched. And people are like, oh, it's a post roll. That's another thing is that I initially didn't do this on Hank's channel and people didn't like it. I would just like make the pitch. But what people respond to better is when I say this video is brought to you by Good Store. Even though I'm not being paid for that, it's still like kind of true. Like maybe I wouldn't be making the video if it weren't an opportunity to market Good Store. All right, there isn't much more survey left, but I'm not done with it all the way and I gotta go to the gym. You'll see me in just a second. All right, I got a half an hour and I'm gonna try and finish it in the half an hour that I have. I wanna know an absolutely unhinged thing that I just said to Catherine. I said, whoa, third shirt in 3 days. That's what the summer's like in Missoula. So now you know, one of the ways I save time is just not changing clothes. Just wake up and go to work in the same clothes I went to sleep in. But usually that's okay because it's not sweaty times, but it's currently sweaty times. I've been looking through this since I sat down, but the negatives of TikTok and other short-form content easily outweigh the positives. Therefore, I think it is immoral to make content for it. And I don't know if that's right. It's a conversation that I continue to have. It's obviously a conversation that I was just having on the Vlogbrothers channel. I don't know when this video is going to come out, but I was making the video about how starved we are for information and how like bad we are. And like, is it cigarettes or not? And I feel like it's more like food, where there's good food and bad food. And should there be no good food? Should it only be bad food? Am I bringing people to these platforms and they shouldn't be? I don't know. Let's bring back shorter videos on Vlogbrothers. This is actually something that we have been doing. Like every once in a while, I try to get one that's under 4 minutes. I usually miss. It turns out that that last bit of work to get it under 4 minutes is quite a lot of work. We are always doing a lot of work to cut stuff down, and often it's making the videos worse in doing that. Cutting out things that I think are funny or important or useful. For me, 5 minutes seems to be actually a slightly better length than 4 minutes, but I do try to get under five fairly frequently. And when I go longer, I like to go like way longer. I don't know how John's doing it. Stop having cancer so much. Thank you. I did. Only that I'm late to the party. Doing this year probably won't get counted in your stats. Well, look at me. I made life a little bit easier for you, didn't I? Don't be so hard on yourselves. Don't forget to take care of yourselves. I mean, this is a hard thing. It's a lot of responsibility, the sort of work that we do. It is a balance. It's a thing that I think we are constantly balancing and trying to figure out. I do put a lot of pressure on myself, but I think that I should put a lot of pressure on myself. That doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. The last thing that's on the main census is, if there's anything you like to say it. And thank you so much for filling out the census. I'm a new fan, but I really like your work. Thank you for everything you do. I'm just going to scroll and like get us peppering. I'm going to see John at Northwestern in a few weeks. I'm excited. I've been trying to do connections on hard mode like Hank, but it's still too hard for me. It is hard. It is hard. I'm not going to play connections at the end of this because it's already quite a long video and we don't need that, do we? Keep up the great work. Thank you for your stuff. You guys are a positive force. I love the census. It's still not a census, Hank. I know it's not a census, but it's a nice word. I actually have never heard that feedback, but I am aware that it is not officially a census. Unfortunately, there is no way to do a census of an online community as far as I know. Just be like, you can't be a part of it anymore. Unless you fill this out, it's the law. John, the Anthropocene Reviewed, is by far my favorite book. It's so good. It really is. John is a special freaking guy. Exceptional, and trying to write my cancer book and thinking about how good John's writing is very inspiring, I'll say. It's motivating to try and do something really good. I don't know where to start. Thank you for everything. I've met friends through Nerdfighteria, learned so much from Crash Course eons, laughed with dear Hank and John, and feel generally more connected to the world and the people around me. That feels great. Thank you so much for saying so. You guys are awesome. My mom calls you those green boys. That's funny. When Oren listens to the Adventure Zone with us and we say, do you want to listen to the Mackle Boys? That's what we say. You know, a couple of years ago when he was littler, he would say, I want to listen to McElroy Adventure. I don't get involved much, but I spread the word and really believe you're too amazing. Thank you. That's very sweet. I don't know if I'm in the target demographic as someone who's mostly been tangentially aware, if at all, of most things brought up here, but I figure you also actually reach many people in that situation. Yes, thank you so much for filling out the survey. If you are tangentially aware, I definitely want to hear from you. That's very important. Congrats, Hank and John. You should get your famous TikTok brother to get you a role on Dimension 20 so you can flirt with Bleem. I don't know. I feel like this had already happened by that point. Did you not know that I was on Dimension 20 and on camera had my character flirt with his with a character he was representing? That's a real thing that happened. I listened to every episode of Dear Hank and John twice. Aw, that's so nice. I love that. We're back, man. We're back. We're trying to do it every week again. Your work has meant the world to me, as it has inspired and guided me in my studies, my work, and my personal life. I'm so grateful to have it as a part of this community for over 15 years. You keep being an inspiration to do better and do good for the world. That is a lot. I will say, the pressure I put on myself is because, like, we have a lot of responsibility. We have a lot of power. I wouldn't necessarily put that on myself if I had less of those things. Just for clarity. The world asks a lot of us sometimes. Sometimes I feel like way too much. If it's getting you out of bed and doing stuff, then I think that that's good. If it's feeling like a weight that is making you overwhelmed and you can't handle it all, I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff that I feel like I should do that I don't do, and I try not to feel bad about it. Love y'all's channels and all the science knowledge and life updates that make people feel like they are not alone. It would be cool if y'all could do tours. We would love to do tours. I was just talking to Catherine about it right before I came out here. We have a lot of we could absolutely. I think that we could book pretty large theaters, and it would be totally worthwhile in terms of, you know, money. And in terms of like time spent, but very hard to get John and I's schedules to overlap to do a tour together, and very hard to get just time away in general. A tour takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to plan. Takes a lot of time to actually be on tour. People who say that they do Patreon, they get some special stuff, including some extra questions, but also some stuff I won't show you as part of the survey. Don't lie, though, but not just Patreon, but also anybody who supported our work financially. So it's just a little thank you message that we send. So what do you support on Patreon? We got Deer Hanging John as our biggest thing, Crash Course is second, and then SciShow. That makes sense. The coin, I did not hear about it, is very small, so that's good. A lot of people! Wow! It was 1,000 people of the, you know, I think 20,000 people who filled out the survey. Not as much as it looks like, but a lot of people didn't get one. But this is great. This is great numbers regardless. Do you plan on keeping up your patronage for the next year? No, probably not. Probably, definitely. Great. Thank you very much. Here's some what other things do you support on Patreon? That's really interesting to see. Podcasts. Dang it. I was hoping to see something more than podcasts. It'd be great to see this as a list. Oh, I can see it as a list. Podcasts. Nothing. Artists. Creators. Worlds Beyond Number. Worlds Beyond Number. CGP Grey. Physics Girl. If Books Could Kill. Smarter Every Day. Smarter Every Day. Content Creators. Maintenance Phase. Jenny Nicholson, Technology Connections. You guys have the exact same taste as me. Like, these are, like, I did not read a single thing that I'm not into on this list. Why did you support our work this year? Let's see this as a list. Crash Course support, think, believe, good. It's funny. It's like I'm reading a sentence here, but not in semantic order. Also important content, good work, help education, make world people much more world better. All that stuff. Hank John wants support. Way enjoy money learning. Me too. Way enjoy money learning. Some of my favorite things. And I did it. I have indeed even a little bit of time to prep for this call that I have to do. I love a great lawyer, but I hate needing a great lawyer. And this has nothing to do with like somebody suing me or anything. This is just like a company things, you know? Giving money to charity is hard. They, like, the IRS assumes that you're trying to dodge tax, to just do tax dodges somehow. I'm gonna wrap it up now. As much as there's always way more, you could always go deeper, there's always more to learn. I really appreciate people who take the time to fill out the survey. It very much informs how I think about the work that I do. I know that it very much affects the way that John thinks about our work. The survey, because I feel like the world has changed and my work has changed a fair amount in the last year and a half. I think the 2025 survey is going to be structured a little bit differently. I always am fighting to make it shorter. I regret when I make it shorter, of course, because I lose questions and can't compare year to year as easily. And also things are going to change. Like the social internet has changed a lot in the last couple of years. And I think that the things I'm worried about and the things that I'd like to see, I've been making more political content. It's very hard for me to not do that. And see how people are feeling about that. There's a lot that I'd like to learn, and so I really much, very much encourage you to fill that survey out. Thank you for your time watching this whole dang video. Wow, what? You're still here?